Abraham's act of believing, transformation from doubting to trusting, something close to that. That is actually an excellent lead. I should conclude this interpretation of the New Testament with that note, but now that Tom is leading us to that, I'm starting out from there, and our text is Luke 12, verses 22 through 34. It's all about worry, the opposite of trusting and believing. Right? Okay, care and anxiety, that's what this text is describing, and what is God doing in all this is probably a fundamental question that we could ask. We have been reading Luke for quite some time in this series, and remember that Luke historically is known to be a man who has some special, a great heart for women, the oppressed, the poor, etc. That probably is something that we may have to take into consideration as we read this text too. In this world of struggle and sorrow and setbacks and sometimes even appearing that God is not answering our prayers, what is this all about is the question that we need to ponder in this context. Going to the text as such, Luke 12, 22 and following. Ependepros tous mathetas autou, and he, meaning Jesus, said to his disciples, diatuto lego human, for this reason I say this to you. Whatever reason is posited here has reference to the thing that was going on prior to this pericope, which is actually the parable of the rich young fool. He was storing up things to himself, as verse 21, pardon me, tells us. Thus, the Thessarusion, the one storing up unto himself, also not unto God, me eisteon pluton, rich. He is not rich unto God because he is storing up things to himself. In contrast to that, going back to verse 22 again, this I am saying to you. Get this from me, okay? Me merimnate tepsuke ti fagete medeto somati to enduseste. Two fundamental issues, needs of human beings, having to have food for sustenance and to have something to put on, to have clothes on their back, those two things. And Jesus here now says, me merimnate, do not ever worry or grumble or be concerned. Merimnavo is the word to worry, to be concerned, etc. This is a command that is forbidding us to do things. Me merimnate, te suke, with reference to the soul. Greek kind of is inclusive in the soul, your life, inner being. Ti fagete, what shall you eat? Fagete is the is aorist, and it's subjunctive. It is now here is deliberative subjunctive. I think about Bell says approximately 72% of the subjunctives in the New Testament are aorist. Okay, deliberative. I'm pondering. So what shall I eat? It's a concern. Okay. And do not ever do this. The present imperative negates the whole thing. Do not worry concerning the soul, what shall you eat? Neither nor, mede, to, somati, concerning the body, what shall you put on? Another deliberative subjunctive. Enduo is to put on, dusat is the aorist subjunctive. So, clothing and feeding. Verse 23, Egar suke playon estin, there's the comparative here, ten trophain kai tosoma to endumatos. Endumatos is coming from enduo, the thing that you put on. The genitive there is the signal for the comparison here. Playon, greater than. For, postpositive gar there, the soul is greater than the food, trophies, and the body greater than what you put on. verse 24, Katanor esate tus horkas hati u spirosin ure terisosin. Okay, there we stop. Katanor esate, another aorist imperative here. It's a command, it's almost a policy imperative. Okay, take into account, consider, ponder. You could use logizomai here, but the word here, I think I like this one, kata noyesare. Noeo is to think, it's an activity of the mind. Pause for a moment, don't get too busy, okay? Just cool off and cool down and take notice of what's happening. Aorist imperative, again, a policy, command, imperative, encouraging statement here. Tus korakas, korakas are, korax is raven or crow or something wild, a bird. Look at, ponder for a moment the ravens that Hati is probably, if I would write it, I'd probably put a colon there, kind of pause there. Okay, this is what they are doing. U speirusin, speiro is to sow, they do not sow. Ure, uk ure, nor do they terisson. Terisosin, nor do they reap. No sowing, no reaping. Okay? Hois uk estin, tameon ure apotheke, nor, no actually, hois is for whom, uk estin there is not, tameon, not a, for whom there is not a storeroom, nor a barn, apotheke, nor a barn. So they have nothing. They are not sowing, they are not harvesting, they don't have a barn, they have no storage. Kai, and yet, hatheos trephai. Trepho is to feed, and God feeds them. Autos, this is a plural, and God feeds them. So that's the present indicative active. He just keeps on feeding them. Poso malon, how much more humans you, as Jesus is facing the audience and speaking to them directly, diaphorete. Diaphoreo is to be worth something. How much more worth you are of more than malon ton petainon, more than the birds. Something for them to deliberate and to ponder. Verse 25. This day exhumon, and he gives the reason for it. Merimnon dunatai epiton helikian auto prosthenai ekun. A verse that I just ran through so quickly. This day exhumon. Which one of you among you, merimnao is the word, that is the principal verb here, a participle, worrying, do not tie, third person singular, is able epiten helikion upon onto the stature of him. Helikia is the span of life or your stature in terms of height, etc. Can be taken both ways. Onto the stature of him or the span of life of him, prosthenai. Prosthetemi is to add, calculation, this is an infinitive, to add pekun, that's a measure, that's a cubit up to 18 inches or so. So it's a hyperbolic question, can you add an inch or a second? You could argue back and forth, and the cubit here kind of gives the idea this is lengthening of your height or your stature, but we know this is a temporal thing as well, so you cannot extend your life as well. So it is moot that you worry about these things. Okay, worry doesn't get us any place. Verse 26, E un ude elakiston dunate. Elakiston is a superlative of oligon, little. So this is a real condition. If therefore not you are able the least, I mean adding a little thing to your life is the least of this, T periton loipon merimnate. And why then do you, concerning the rest of loipon merimnate, why do you keep on worrying about the rest of your things, such as food and clothing? Kata no ete, verse 27 is kind of a repeat of what's the way verse 24 started. Kata no ete, again, ponder. Ta krina. The grass, part of the grass. Pause, auxane, how do they grow? u kopia ure nethai. Kopiawo is to labor. They do not labor, nor do they spin or thread. Lego de human, but on the other hand, nevertheless, I say to you, ude Solomon en pase te doxe auto ude, not even Solomon in all his glory, peri ebaleto. Peribalo is to throw something around, therefore cloth. This is Eris middle. Not even Solomon in all his glory did clothe himself, horse, hand to tone, as one of these, the grass that Jesus is pointing to and referring to. We don't have the description of Solomon's clothing, but it was pomp as much as we know, because he was royal, etc. So he cannot, even Solomon's grandeur and wealth cannot match the way God is clothing the birds of the air. That's the point that is clear here. Verse 28. Ede ento en agroton porton. And if, on the other hand, in the field the grass, anta being semeron kai auton es klibanon balomenon. Balomenon is the balo, the present participle. Es klibanon is into the oven. Kai aurion is tomorrow. Let's go back and look at this again. If in the grass, the one that is here today and tomorrow thrown into the oven, and the subject is God, ha theos autos amphiezai. So the entire object of amphiezai is what we just read earlier. Okay, if God does Amphiezo is to clothe. If God thus clothes the grass of the field that is here today and tomorrow thrown into the oven, poso malon humon oligopistoi. How much more? Malon is the comparative there. How much more you will he clothe? And the vocative here is, the address here is interesting. Oligopistoi. Compare that with Abraham. Abraham believed in God and was counted to him as righteousness. So this is oligopistoi. Simply does not mean that these are unbelievers, but who are dwindling, struggling in their faith. The faith is not strong enough to endure the worries and pressures of the world. So this is definitely the master speaking to his disciples, the teacher talking to the disciples. So he's not ruling them out, but their faith is dwindling. An encouragement here. Verse 29. Kai humes me zetaite ti fagete kai ti piete, and you seek is the word zetaite. Me zetaite, that's an emphatic negative. Do not ever be intent on seeking. Do not focus too much on to seeking. Ti fagete, again, fagete is the deliberative subjunctive. What shall you eat? Well, I should actually speak the second person plural here. Yeah, that's how the text is, but Jesus is dealing with these people there. What shall I eat, or what shall you eat? Put the inverted commas there. Kai te piete, and what shall you drink? Kai me meto mete oriseste. Meta orizo is again to be in suspense, and this continues to be unsettled. So the worry continues to keep on being unsettled. So do not ever deliberate on what shall I eat and what shall I drink. Verse 30. Tota gar panta ta ethne tu kosmu epi zetu sin. And such things, all these things, tota panta, all these things, ta ethne, the nations, sometimes we say with the Gentiles, tu kosmu, the people of the world, is probably a better way to deal with this instead of just describing it as non-Jewish people. It's a people worry. It's an earthly worry. The people of the world, epi they do sin. It is, they are seeking, they keep on seeking such things. Human de ha pate oiden hati keresete tuton. However, on the other hand, human pater, your father, makes this very special. The children of God versus the children of the world, the redeemed versus the unredeemed, perhaps, who have a fatherly relationship with their God. Your father, oida, ginosko oida, knows that is that keresete, you are in need of these or such things, because he's not ruling out our food and clothing, and our father knows that we need all these things. Verse 31. Plain zetaite ten basileian autu. Plain is rather, on the other hand, zetaite, keep on seeking ten basileian autu. Keep on seeking his kingdom, meaning the Father's kingdom. Kingdom language steps in so quickly. Kai tuta pros. That's the future passive. Prostitemi is to add a word that came up earlier. And these things shall be added to you. So, seeking the kingdom obviously gets priority, or first things first, perhaps you say this. And then others follow. Priority is right. And when things are in the right place, other things follow. That's the basic summary of this statement, and we could argue that there has been a lot of discussion back and forth about this text. Do we ignore the needs of people, bodily needs and material needs, and then keep on preaching the kingdom? The issue has been discussed back and forth. That's why I said the text is taken as one of those highlights where Luke does have a preferential option for the poor. But I believe the text is actually in verse 32 putting the whole thing in perspective. A sound soul in a sound body. Verse 33. Polesate. That becomes even more serious here. Poles to sell. And this is a policy imperative here. Sell. Ta hyparkonta. The belongings of yours, humon. Kai dote eleis mosunin. Eleemusune is poor, or almsgiving. It reminds me of dikaiosune, which is a gift to us, and now this is a material gift that you give somebody else. And sell your possessions and give away. Dote, that's an earnest. Imperative. Okay, you better give this. Okay, sell your possessions and give. Okay? Give alms. So again, helping the poor, the ones who are in need. I would rather not use the word poor, but use the word the ones who are in need. Sell your possessions. That's a strong statement there. Sell your possessions and give the ones who are in need. Poiesate heautos balantia me palaiomena. Thesaurun ana klepon entois uranois. And the statement gets even harder here. Poiesate, another aorist imperative, a focus of action here. Make for yourself heautois balontia, a purses. Balontia is a purse. Make for yourself purses. Me palaiumena. Palaios is something that gets old, that do not grow old. Make for yourself purses that do not grow old. Material things do get old and they decay. But invest in something that does not grow old or go decay. Thesaron anakleiton is ana is privative. Klepton, that is not failing, or that does not leave. Okay? So, invest in something, a treasure that does not fail or grow old or go to decay, in tois uranois, the things that are in heaven. So whatever you store up here is going to decay and destroy, but store up the things that are lasting in heaven. Ukleptes uk engisai, where the thief does not draw near, engizo, draw near, ude, nor says diaphteroid. Diaphtero is to destroy or to eliminate. Says is the word for moth, where moth do not destroy. This is actually an extended footnote to the encouragement that was given to us only in verse 22. Ne merimnate, do not worry, do not succumb to worrying. And verse 34 is kind of a standalone. Hopu gal estin hatasaros humon, wherever your treasure is, aka hekadia humon estai, there shall also be your heart. So it's fundamentally a matter of the heart, where you put your investment in. Priority is first, and God obviously gets the priority, not because we are doing something for God, but because He is in control, and He is the answer to our worries, and He is the grand provider for not only our spiritual needs, but also for our material needs. That's an end here.
All right.
Thank you.